It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemer on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemer.
And today's topic, probably controversial, because I've seen it controversial in several places already. Let's talk about masks.
Let's talk about it.
There are I've seen a lot of people, especially on Facebook, where people like to do this type of thing, where they're like, it's about freedom.
Yes.
And it's, you know, if I choose to get sick, okay, but if you choose to get sick, you're might not be the only person you're making sick.
Right.
So it's not just about freedom.
Well, and I hate that it's turning into a political thing.
Well,
I hate that. And so that's why, first of all, don't even want this to go to a political thing.
Yeah.
I just think that people there's not enough understanding of what exactly does the mask do, who should be wearing the mask. You know, it says I have someone that I am friends with who refuses to wear a mask and said he's never worn a mask the entire time. And if someone approaches him in public and says, you should be wearing a mask, he holds up a thing from his phone that's from the World Health Organization that basically says only those who have symptoms, you know, need to wear masks because they're protecting those from getting any possible chance of the COVID if that person's carrying it. So he feels that he shouldn't have to if he has no symptoms. And as I tell this story, I can't even wear my own mask correctly.
You need to pinch it.
Or is it upside down or something?
Maybe.
It's falling down my face.
Yeah, I think it might be upside down. Because you need to have the part where you can pinch it, and that'll hold it on your nose.
Keep talking for
okay,
a second.
I'm going to. Yeah, I noticed you were having a hard time. Except the World Health Organization has put out a lot of information. People can carry it and be asymptomatic, so they don't know they're carrying it. So if that's, I would feel terrible. And I guess that's, so if I had it, mm-hmm. but didn't have symptoms and gave it to someone, I would feel awful. And so to me, that is the base thing. Who wouldn't feel awful?
Well, I think the base thing is if you haven't had a test, you don't know if you have it or have never had it. So just to err on the safe side of safety, just wear a mask.
Exactly.
Right. Or don't go out.
Right.
You have choices. We're not taking your freedom away. Stay home.
Yeah. But yet there are a lot of people who will say, I can think for myself. I can make this decision for myself. But I remember early on, I had gone when we were first being able to go places again. I'd gone up to, we weren't even going places yet. I know what it was. My sister made some masks and I went up to pick some up at her house. She was gone and my brother-in-law was there and we were talking from a safe distance outside. It was very cold. And my brother-in-law has only been in our family, I want to say, how long have they been married? 7 or 8 years. And we've not really discussed anything political. And this didn't get political, but we just were discussing masks and where society was going. This was back in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, we both got on the topic and both agreed. And I didn't know where this was going when we started talking, that in society, you know, the rules are there to protect all of society from society's dumbest members, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you could say, you know what? I'm a safe driver. I feel safe driving 90 miles an hour.
I don't need to wear a seatbelt.
Exactly. Well, that's great until you hit somebody else.
Right.
So that's why, you know, I know how to swim. I don't need to put a fence around my pool. Well, if somebody, you know, it's,
right.
It's not. Just because you know, it's mm-hmm. if I may quote George Costanza, we're a society.
Yeah. But also I think there's if I was making, I wear a mask if I go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you can get, a lot of people don't wear the mask properly. So they pull it down
and
now their nose is exposed. Plus, you know, you can get it if someone sneezes and it hits your eye.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's like we're wearing the mask, but there hasn't been, we're not protecting every area that we actually could protect.
No, except I think the statistic I've seen lately is if two people are talking and neither of them wear a mask, there's like 90% chance of transmission.
Okay.
And if one wears a mask, it takes it down to like 45. And if they're both wearing a mask, it takes it down to like 15%.
Okay.
So if you can take the numbers down that far, mm-hmm. like obviously, you know, yes, not every orifice, every open cut is protected.
Right.
Although you could choose to do that
yeah.
if you are very worried. You know, you mm-hmm. can still wear gloves. You can still, you know, wear safety goggles, I guess.
But, you know, it's funny you say that because even I said to someone, oh, and I have gloves with me. They're like, gloves? You don't even need gloves anymore because they've proven all this stuff. So it's like you feel like, okay, am I looking like an idiot now? You know,
people are too scared of looking like an idiot. I'd rather look like an idiot and save one person's life than worry about it. We're so self-centered. It's not all about you. With the most telling statistic that I saw so far was that if everybody would have started wearing masks as soon as the outbreak started, we would already be done with this. It would have been wiped out if everybody would have simply worn a mask right since the beginning, like back in February, as mm-hmm. soon as we found out about COVID, everybody get a mask. And anytime you got to go out into public, just wear a mask. It would have been gone by now.
Wow.
But that's how selfish people are.
Right.
That's the way I see it.
Okay. And again, not to get political, but I was watching the interview with Dr. Fauci before Congress maybe? Or no, he was before a committee. It was last week. He was testifying before one of the committees. And somebody called him out on, quoted him as saying back in, I think it was early February, not everyone needs to wear a mask. And they said, you said this. And they were like, and he said, okay, you want to go back to then? Like, we didn't have enough masks for our medical personnel at this time, and our hospitals were starting to be overrun. So it was really me saying, don't hog the masks that the doctors and nurses need. And so I'm looking, it's like, if the leaders can't understand that, mm-hmm. like, how are any of us?
Right.
Like, I get angry with people when they say things that sound very selfish, but then I understand, you know, then I stop to think, if the supposedly educated people, if the super smart people don't get it, then how can... You know, I try to be a little more understanding, except when I see a, and I'm going to use the slur here, a Karen. I really.
Apologies to all Karens out there.
I have so many Karens, and every Karen I know is adorable.
A total sweetheart.
And would never act like this. But I have to admit, I love watching the videos of the Karens. Like the latest one, there was a woman in line at the grocery store, and somebody called her out for not wearing a mask. And instead of simply putting a mask on, which would have taken 30 seconds and she could have just checked out and left, she threw a hissy fit and threw all of the items one by one from her grocery cart onto the floor and stomped out. And I'm like, okay, now, somebody's got to clean that up from the store that works there. But they're working anyway. But I'm like, who are you hurting? Now you're going to have to go to another store.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to go get shamed in another store.
Yes.
And I just, that just amuses me.
Well, what about when you're out, you go for a walk outside?
I will avoid people. If I'm out running, I do not wear a mask. Mm-hmm. I breathe heavily enough when I run anyway. Like there's no way I could do it with a mask on. I would pass out. And especially since I tend towards asthma. Mm-hmm. So, I have breathing issues.
So walking.
I just avoid people.
But you don't wear a mask or you do?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm outside.
Yeah.
I'm outside and I can social distance far
away.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I was out driving my son somewhere last night and there was a guy, no one around, like probably 20-year-old, walking by himself wearing a mask.
And I don't have a problem with people who want to drive by themselves and wear a mask, walk around with a mask. Mm-hmm. You know what? If it makes you feel better, for where I'd rather see more people wearing a mask when it's not necessary than the people not wearing a mask when it is necessary.
Oh, I don't have a problem with anyone doing whatever they want. I'm just saying that I'm trying to figure out what's like, am I supposed, like, I'm out walking, but I didn't really think I need to wear a mask because I, like you, walk around people, I avoid people.
You stay 6 feet apart and like you're supposed to.
Right. And like, Stacey, maybe some people have better masks than me, but I mean, it fogs up my glasses.
Oh, yeah,
me too. I'm sweating. You know, I don't feel like right in it. So I feel suffocating.
And like, we're wearing masks right now.
Yeah.
Like while we do this show. And it's ridiculously uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I feel like I'm breathing heavy.
Right.
But it's a small little studio and we all respect and care for each other and it's the best way to be safe.
Right. But I mean, I think that just goes to like, everyone doesn't know all the rules and what's right. So that's why I'm saying I don't have a problem, but I sit there and go, now am I supposed to be like, if someone sees me walking my dogs by myself, I'm not wearing a mask, are they thinking, where's her mask? Or if I'm in the car, because I do see people driving by themselves in a car with the full mask on.
I know, me too.
And that's great. But I'm thinking, am I supposed to be wearing it? Like, are people driving by me saying, where's her mask? You know? Now, I do like to put the mask around my neck in the car because it, you know, I'm getting like I'm not putting the pressure on myself to get the neck lift that I wanted as much. So I'm just going to continue to wearing the mask around my neck for
Nora
years
Ephron.
And years after this.
Totally lived at the wrong time. She would be loving this.
Yes.
Well, and here's the cool thing about masks is you can make it a little vanity statement. There's, you know, I think we shared the picture of me with my little skull mask and stuff. There's fun designs. I've got one that's got my Scottish tartan from like my family clan. You know, it's the green and blue that is my family clan tartan from Scotland.
Oh, my friend must have ordered out the whole store because she gave me one that looks like a big, you know, big teeth with a cigar hanging out.
Oh, that's funny.
A dog one.
It's like, have some
lips.
Fun with it,
yeah,
people.
Exactly.
You know, like you got to wear it for a grocery store. You got to wear it when you go to certain places. Everybody's got to have a mask. Mm-hmm. You might as well like get used to it and embrace it and have fun with it. And
Well, okay. I went to the doctor last week and my doctor was wearing two masks. Mm-hmm. And he says, I wear two masks all day, every day because he's seeing patients. And I'm like, okay, thank you for that. And so we, of course, started talking about what was going on. And he said, because of how it's going and because of the rates and the numbers, he's like, we're going to be wearing masks for 2 years.
Yeah, I believe it.
I had a few disposable masks and like a few that my sister had made. And after that, I was like, okay, all right, now I got to really get in on the mask game because... Like do what you said, like, you know, okay, embrace it, enjoy it, coordinate it with my outfits.
I literally saw someone, I was out Wednesday and they had a full blown Louis Vuitton mask.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like,
any excuse to like spend extra money and look
thought
all
that. I'm like,
super bougie.
Really? Like, really?
I've already seen some designers wear like they've got like matching dresses and masks.
Oh, someone told me they had a bathing suit. That you order and it comes with a matching mask.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, except why do you need a mask outside where you're wearing?
Well, we're talking about that right now. You're sitting by the pool. People are around there. You're not necessarily.
But I'm at the pool. I'm still social distancing.
But you can go to a pool party at someone's house.
Okay, you're right.
So look at the Asian countries that were like known for wearing masks before this, right?
Yeah.
And you see them, and it's like walking down a street. They're all wearing masks like everywhere they go. It doesn't matter. Just because you get in the habit of wearing the mask, no matter what, and then it's not such a big deal. It's why our numbers keep going up and down in this country.
Because I just brought this up the other day, and I asked. Why?
Why what?
Why were the people in the Asian countries wearing masks for all these
Because they
years?
Know and, that it's the best way to keep these diseases at bay.
Well,
why?
Also because they mostly they're in very crowded cities.
Yep.
And so.
But New York is a crowded city. I never went there and saw anyone wearing a mask.
Well, okay. So I had just read something last week, trying to remember where I read it, that said part of the problem that our country is having and why our numbers are so much higher than every other country that has contained it is because other countries America was built on individuality And other countries, it was, oh, we need to do this to keep all of us safe. Okay. And whereas America's like, no, we don't do anything to keep all of us safe. I'm going to do what I want to do, mm-hmm. which is back to the people, the Karens, throwing mm-hmm. stuff out of their cart. It's my freedom. I'll make it. No, we're like, we all the time are making decisions every time we leave our house mm-hmm. to, you know, like, for example, the house we live in, we don't have any children in public school right now, yet we will continue to live there, and we will continue to pay the taxes that support the public education, because public education is good for our community and good for our country, and it's mm-hmm. raising good, smart, solid citizens, and I want to contribute to that. Mm-hmm. So every day we're contributing things to things for the good of society.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why people can't wrap their heads around this.
Because people just don't like to be, they don't understand it, so they don't want to be told to do something. It's funny that you bring up, and I'll have to find this study, but it's funny you brought up seatbelts, because they talk about how that is the most like conforming thing that they were able to mm-hmm. make everyone do in the United States in the least amount of time. Like, I want to say it took like, I mean, when we were kids, you didn't have to wear a seatbelt. When we were adults for a long time, seatbelts were not
a law. I remember when the
rule
started, I was in college.
See?
And I actually taped a sign yeah. inside my car that said seatbelt ? To remind me to put it
yes.
on every time.
Yes.
I remember being a little kid and starting, you know, and mm-hmm. my dad was like, I know somebody who got into a car accident. Mm-hmm. From now on, we're all wearing seatbelts, mm-hmm. you know, and it was just
but
like,
was it a law?
Got
time?
Into the habit. It was about the time. I think I was 5 or 6 years old, so it might not have quite been. It was when they were trying to get the law changed. And I can remember vividly the talk show host, the yeah. freedom talk show host,
yeah.
who were saying like, it's none of your business. I'll wear a seatbelt if I want to. And
right.
you can't make me blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, it's communism to try
but
and make
they
me
say,
and blah,
like
blah.
In this study, it's like 90% of people, which is like so high, wear
yeah.
seatbelts. But it's just like what you said. We're just trying to keep you healthy.
Yes.
This is nothing we're taking away
no.
from you. We're trying to prolong your life. So you can enjoy the freedoms that you've been enjoying. There's nothing that we're, this isn't a secret thing. There's not some big conglomerate making, you know, billions of dollars just because they're telling us to wear masks. I mean, that's not what this is about.
And you're not the only one. Like,
yeah, it's not
like,
about keeping you safe. It's about keeping everybody
yeah.
well,
safe.
Well, no, but it's not like some of the people act like they are the only person being asked to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else is just walking around freely, la, 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 and they have to wear a mask.
Right. We've singled you out.
Yes.
Because we don't like
you. We've decided that you're the carrier and you must. No, that's not happening.
Right.
So I really don't. Well, there are a lot of people who believe in, I'm shocked by this when I see it, the number of people that I know that believe in the conspiracy theories, that that Bill Gates started this because he's got a vaccine and it's going to make him even richer, and that 5G is what's causing this. I'm not even really sure what 5G is.
I thought that was a rapper.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm
no,
pretty sure
one.
It's just faster wireless.
Yeah, it's the new it's
Wait,
the new
what?
Wireless.
Yes.
So there was 3G, there's 4G, there's 5G.
Yeah.
Every
Wait,
time
how
a new
does 5G
every time a new G comes out, there's conspiracy theorists that
oh, yeah.
say, well, now these towers are going to give you radiation poisoning and cancer
yes.
and it has to do with COVID and all of the conspiracy theories.
Oh, there's a ton of
are,
conspiracy theories.
Yeah, you
and
can go
I
down
am,
a lot of rabbit
well,
holes.
No, and I've ignored. I just don't read them because I don't even
well,
want
I'm,
to play a part.
I am very surprised at the people
it.
That I know who believe them
mm-hmm.
and are saying, you know, I'm not going to do this because, you know, and I'm like, why is any? Are we living in a cartoon? Is there like a villain somewhere rubbing his hands together and laughing evilly and making his minions laugh with him? Like, we're not. So why? And you can see the numbers. You can see that other countries, you know, had quarantine and had people wear masks and their numbers went down. And that's another thing. A lot of people act like this is just something that's happening locally. It's right. Like, no, this happened around the world.
Well, I'm scared. Really, I'm really scared about like the second wave that they're talking about coming.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just feel like people are going to just say, no, I'm not participating.
I've seen it already. People who are like, if they try and lock us down again, I'm not locking. Like, you don't get a choice. Sorry.
Okay, but
I feel like, I talked to a guy who very smart, owns a business. I was like shocked the way but he was like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
They're not stopping me. I'm not doing it.
Okay, but if you own a business, so say there's another lockdown,
mm-hmm.
and if you own a business and you decide to stay open, but
fortunately for him, his business type did not have to close.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Okay.
But
he said, I
he's
was
still
okay.
Throwing his hat in the ring with how he feels
said,
about it.
No, I'm okay with that. I had to stay home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm not, my employees aren't going to all stay home. If they want to come in the office, they can. I'm not going to the grocery store. I'm not going to. I'm living my life like I'm going to live my life. I'm not doing this again.
Well, and I would say to him the same thing. I had a family member who, when we were under quarantine, kept insisting, you know, that we should reopen sooner than our governor was saying. And whether you disagreed with her or not, like I like to say, I'm still alive. So
yeah.
Whatever. I didn't have to make the decision and I'm still alive. So, So everybody was on lockdown and this family member kept, you know, we should open up. And I'm like, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Like what? Where are you going to go? And what do you think you're going to do? Because most of the people are still locked down and are worried about their health. Like, do you think things are just going to open because you want to go there?
Mm-hmm.
Like. Nobody's going to hold a concert just because you miss going to concerts.
Right.
They're not going to start playing professional sports just because you want to go sit and watch a football game.
Well, I saw someone say when, you know, people are putting on Facebook, what's the first thing you want to do when this is all over or whatever? And someone's like, I just really can't wait to go sit in a movie theater. And you know how much I love movies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I am like, I enjoy that, but from a health thing, that's probably the last thing I would like say.
Yeah.
I want to go sit next to a bunch of strangers in a confined area that's, you know, not that's indoors for 2 hours
and eat
and
while
eat
they're coughing.
While they're, right. Because you're so close to one another. And I certainly don't want to watch a movie with a mask on my face.
No,
I don't want to do it. That does not sound enjoyable to me.
Me either.
I would only go to matinees where nobody was at them even before the pandemic.
Well, it's funny.
So.
Stacey and I love movies so much. We've gone to many a theater that was totally empty because people don't. And during the day,
that was
usually,
one of the last things we did. Too,
we did,
wasn't it? Right before the quarantine.
We didn't even know this was really coming, but
yeah.
And then you know, because we always try to see every movie that comes out that looked anything.
Oh
decent.
Yeah,
but yeah, going to do that and sitting with a bunch of people that I have no clue what they're doing, and I'm not going to be monitoring during the movie is everyone keeping their mask on because I'm sure as heck I'm not going to feel comfortable having a mask on for 2 hours, but. We did another podcast before where we talked about things that we hope stay. I forgot to bring this up, but they're saying more and more movies are going to be released right to, you know, Netflix or your home. And as much as I love a theater, I would not mind having a good mix of good movies coming right to the house.
Save all the money from going to the show and build yourself a little home theater.
There you go.
Exactly.
You know, get yourself a big screen.
Well,
and
I don't
nice
know
comfy
about
couch
you.
And-
every time I go to the theater, not every time, but frequently, there's people who act like they're in their living room anyway.
Yes.
And are talking.
Take off their shoes.
They're talking.
Talk so loud.
You know, they got a barbecue chicken in their coat
pocket.
I'm like,
oh my God, I had that experience. I am not kidding. I think I told you. This guy had meals.
Full meal.
The entire show, the entire movie. I was getting so irritated. I'm like, it was like a clown car, but a jacket for food. I mean, he just kept bringing more things out. I'm like, how'd you hide a 2-liter? I mean, how'd you get in here? It was terrible.
And why tuna?
No. Right. Yes. No, not. No. Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully people understand.
Like you said, just be more. What was it? Not smart. You hope that people are just. Or
cautious.
Cautious. Thank you.
Be cautious.
Yes.
You don't want to kill your grandma.
No, that's the thing.
So be cautious.
Or anybody's grandma. Cautious and considerate.
And even if you believe in conspiracy theories and you're a Karen, I don't want you to get sick and die.
No.
So even you Karens out there, you be careful too.
Just think about it's a small inconvenience for the effect it can have on many people.
Exactly. And thank you for listening. We'd love to hear what you think, though. We really do. Even if you disagree with us, please let us know. You can find all our social media on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com, and we'll see you next week.